It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep. Here's one advantage of being John McCain. He won the Republican nomination so early that he has time to unify his party. Here's one disadvantage. McCain may need the time. At a town hall meeting, you could hear the way Senator McCain is approaching issues that divide conservatives. His challenges were evident, even before a friendly crowd in suburban Philadelphia.
Hi, Senator. This is my daughter, Reagan.
Hey, Reagan, that's a great name.
Isn't that a great name?
Spectators jammed the ballroom at a country club. Senator McCain stood in the middle of the audience, in a roped-off area that looked like nothing so much as a boxing ring.
As you know, there were times when my campaign was viewed as more than dead, if that's possible. And at times when things were not so good, I was reminded of the words of Chairman Mao, who said, "It's always darkest before it's totally black."
Things are brighter now. The war in Iraq, which McCain supports, has gone better. Other issues remain unsettled, like an issue that came up before the nominee ever stepped into the room. The issue was raised by one of the people who introduced McCain. He's Craig Williams, the Republican candidate for the local congressional seat.
And we tell the truth about illegal immigration. You go to the borders and you lock them down. You lock down those borders. And when you go to those borders and lock them down, then you come back inside the United States and you take care of the illegal immigration problem right here. I know. I was a federal prosecutor. I had dozens, scores of illegal immigration cases on my desk. I prosecuted them for years. We're going to fix this problem, and we're going to fix it in the next term under John McCain.
It might be news to McCain supporters to hear that he would prosecute illegal immigrants. In Congress, the senator sponsored a plan to give them a path to citizenship. That's one reason conservative talk show hosts denounced McCain, and one reason his campaign almost collapsed last year. McCain had to shift his emphasis. In his own speech at the town hall meeting, McCain didn't bring up immigration at all.
Thank you very much.
Though afterward, reporters did.
Hi, everybody. Hi, Elizabeth.
It happened when he welcomed several of us onto his campaign bus, which he calls the Straight Talk Express.
I've said several thousand times what my policy would be, and that is to secure the borders first. We failed. We failed in our effort to have comprehensive immigration reform, which included securing the borders, because Americans didn't believe us.
What's this guy right about going after illegals inside the borders?
There are 2 million people here who have committed crimes in this country, of course.
Can I follow up on that real quick?
And yet, as he answered a few more questions from reporters, it became clear that Senator John McCain has not precisely changed positions. He has not given up on citizenship for illegal immigrants after the borders are secured and under certain conditions.
We would act on the principle that no one who's come here illegally should have any precedence over someone who came legally or waited legally. But we're a humane, we will address the issue in a humane and compassionate fashion. We are a Judeo-Christian valued nation, and we will move forward in that fashion.
I was talking with a Democratic congressional leader a few weeks ago who said that he expected you to be at the head of a ticket favoring immigration reform, running with a bunch of congressional candidates who will be attacking Democrats on immigration reform. Do you think that's likely to be the case?
I don't know, but I know that there have been some races, like here in Pennsylvania, where Senator Santorum emphasized that issue and lost by a large number. We just had a loss of Denny Hastert's seat out in Illinois, as you know. The Republican candidate there, I am told, had very strong anti-immigration rhetoric also. So I would hope that many of our Republican candidates would understand the political practicalities of this issue. You really can't dictate what and how Republican candidates for office, what their priorities are and what their agenda is. Now, I can help them as much as I can, and I can give them advice and counsel, but being the nominee of the party does not make me dictate how people run their campaigns.
It is, though, in the way that different candidates run their campaigns that some cracks in the Republican Party may remain evident this fall.